You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another Tuesday. It's Anointed Tuesday, and we are here as a family to pray. 1 Peter 2:9, by ye a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation. So let me make a personal to us. For we are a chosen generation, we are a royal priesthood, we are an holy nation, we are a peculiar people, that we should show for the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Lord has delivered us from darkness. He has brought us light. He's saved us. And for this reason, we must show forth his praises as his people in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord grant us grace to do so constantly. Amen.
Amen.
Now, today's title, we are focusing on the power of God in worship. The power of God in worship. And we are going to be praying. Our prayers are going to be centered on our singing unto the Lord and our act of worship through music. We must understand that we must offer ourselves as worship unto the Lord. It shouldn't be just the fruit of our lips in songs, but dedication of our lives in totality must be worship unto the Lord. But today we're going to focus on the aspect of offering worship in songs or the fruit of our lips. In John 4:23, we see the scripture, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for their Father seeketh such to worship him. And this was an insert in Jesus's discourse with the Samaritan woman, where there was the debate of who were right in terms of where to worship, be it on this mountain, and to worship in terms of which God, or who knew the right God to worship, would be the Samaritans or the Jews. But Jesus went further and explained everything. He went in depth, and then somewhere in there, he explained the concept of worship and bringing in or explaining that this time after him, we would not just have to worship him with our lips, no, but to worship him in spirit, meaning that where we are involved, our lives totally are involved or dedicated unto the Lord in spirit, in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. So please, it's not about trying to worship a God somewhere. No, it's about the offering of our lives to the Creator of heaven and earth. In total servitude, true worship, hallelujah. Our supporting scriptures today, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for his good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Based on this scripture, seeing the receipt of the worship of the people by God, God receiving their worship, where his glory filled the temple. We are praying that, Lord, let your glory manifest whenever we lead your people in worship. Whenever we lead your people in worship, or even whenever we lead your people in songs of worship, as I explained, it's not just about singing, but for today, Lord, whenever we lead your people in worship, let your glory be made manifest, as in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are.
Jesus, let your glory manifest whenever we lead your people in worship. In the name of Jesus,
manifest your glory whenever we lift up, Lord, songs of worship. In the name of Jesus, whenever we offer gifts, Lord, whenever we offer our gifts to you, songs in songs, Lord, from our hearts, whenever we offer, Lord, we pray by your mercy, receive our offering, Lord, our offering of songs in worship, Lord, and let your glory be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Second prayer, Psalm 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou inhabitest the praises of Israel. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. We are praying that the Lord should establish his throne through our offering of songs unto him. Whenever we sing, the Lord should establish his throne in the lives of his people. Let me move us rather to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Isaiah 10:27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. We are praying that, Lord, destroy every limitation through your anointing on our music ministrations. Destroy every limitation through your anointing on our music ministrations. Let's lift up our voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Anointed. Jordan, be it life, be it anywhere, wherever we're located, be it with instruments or not. As we lift up our voices in music ministration for your glory, we pray that, Lord, destroy every limitation in the lives of the audience, in the lives of listeners, in our lives as well, in the name of Jesus. Destroy every limitation in the name of Jesus. Any kind of limitation, be it mental limitations, psychological limitations, spiritual limitation, physical limitation, destroy, oh Lord, destroy, destroy, destroy. If it is health limitation,
when we minister, destroy every limitation in the lives of our administration in the name of Jesus.
That every time our family praises, this should be one of the prayers we pray, that the Lord, through our music ministrations, be it through records, be it through live ministrations, that the Lord will destroy every limitation. Through either live ministration or recorded ministrations, whichever, that the Lord will destroy every limitation. In Acts 10:38, it reads that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We are praying our last prayer today. Anoint us with power to minister healing through music in the mighty name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Sickness, physical sickness, let there be healing, let there be healing and a rekindling, a reawakening in the name of Jesus. To Christ Jesus, I invite you to do so, because Jesus is the only way to eternal life. There is no other way. And so I suggest to you that you take that decision right now. And all you have to do is believe in your heart and say these words after me, believing in your heart that as you say them, that it is so. So please, let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. This day, I offer my life to you as a living sacrifice. Be my Lord and be my Savior. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Shall we lift up a song of worship and praise to the Lord?
Today in the service, contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.